Hey man, don't impose your beliefs on me!
Whoa, hang on a second. If you really believe that people shouldn't impose their beliefs on others, then why are you imposing that belief on me? Like it or not, there are times when the right thing to do is imposing your belief on others. What if policemen didn't like imposing their belief that stealing was wrong on burglars? What if you told your dentist not to impose his belief that you needed a tooth pulled on you? There would be chaos. Sure, nobody likes to be told what to do, but sometimes we have to trust those who know better, like dentists and God. And if we don't understand something that God is trying to tell us, then instead of rejecting it immediately, we should search for the truth. If we do that instead of refusing to listen, we will discover God's plan for us, even if it's hard to understand at first. For more Young Catholic Minutes, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
If you're like most, you're probably trying to tithe 10% each year but haven't gotten there just yet. One idea is to give progressively, that is, to give just a little more each year to build up to the 10% tithe. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio would encourage you to prioritize just a few dollars to radio evangelization. Support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week during our Spirit Drive fundraiser. Stand up for the truth and call 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.
In God alone my soul rejoices, in God alone my spirit sings. He alone my strength, my fortress, I pour out my heart in praise.
And good morning and happy St. Patrick's Day here Thursday, March 17th, day two of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. Already this day has just been such a blessing. So many great guests and such a generous giving at 614-459-4820 and St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, or stgabrielradio.com rather, is the ways you can connect with the station. And you can give in various levels. Our leadership gifts, we just saw two of those come in. Those are gifts of $1,000 or more. Those are very, very appreciated. Sustaining memberships. We're seeing a lot of those this morning, and those are really vital. A sustaining membership means a donation of $20 a month or more, and that is such a great way to support the station. We're seeing people increase their sustaining membership. Maybe they've been a sustaining member for a number of years, and now they're upping that by $5, $10, $15, or $20. So we thank you for that. People calling in with a one-time gift, and no amount is too small, 614-459-4820. If you're a business owner, maybe you want to consider the business membership, which is $60 a month. You get 100 mentions a year for your business. Great way to promote your business, great way to promote the truth and beauty of our Catholic faith through the airwaves of St. Gabriel. And as a special thank you to show you our appreciation, all callers and donors during the Spring Spirit Drive are entered to win 4 VIP package and seats for the Rescue Project Live. This is going to be with Father John Ricardo. Yes, live and in person. I know he doesn't travel much and speak outside his parish, but he is coming to Columbus June 18th and 19th at the Ohio Expo Center, where you see the Catholic Men's and Women's Conference take place. So we're going to be filling that place stem to stern, I'm sure. And also another special thank you for any current sustaining member or a new sustaining member or those who are increasing their sustaining memberships. All of you are invited to stop by the station through April, and we have a special gift for you. It's a hardcover prayer book, The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus. So, you know, we're sweetening the pot, but we know, you know, the real reason to give is that this is a powerful apostolate given to us by the Holy Spirit. The blessing of Catholic radio is unique in Columbus. It is not everywhere. I speak around the country, and I'm telling you, it is not in every city. So we are so blessed not only to have Catholic radio, but have the kind of quality of local programming, national broadcasting. And again, that only happens through the generous support of our listeners. Our listening family is how we stay on the air. 614-459-4820. Or stgabrielradio.com. Now, we've been featuring a lot of lay ministers during the Spirit Drive, but we are sprinkling in our beloved priests, and I'm so excited. This half hour, we have joining us from St. Brendan in Hilliard, Father Bob Penhellerick. Hello, Father Bob. How are you?
Hello, Elizabeth. I'm great, thank you, especially on this beautiful day. It's a wonderful weather today.
I know it is. And so we want to thank you for your presence. And can you just lead us off with a prayer this morning, Father?
Oh, absolutely. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Gracious and loving God, we ask you to send your Spirit upon us to inspire us to serve you in your church and in your world. Give us the strength and the courage to minister to others, and open our hearts so that you can minister to us as well. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Now, someone listening who doesn't know you, Father, may say, oh, is he Irish today on St. Patrick's Day? But you're not. You're actually from England.
No, I'm a British Celt rather than an Irish Celt. So I'm from Cornwall, which is in the southwest of England, and there are what are known as the five or six Celtic nations from medieval times. So that would be Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, and actually Breton in France. And just below the Irish Sea, if you look at a map, there's an area that they call the Celtic Sea. And that's because in more ancient times, there was a lot of boat and shipping going to and from those five little Celtic nations on a regular basis. So we all have a different form of Gaelic, but I don't speak any, but we're definitely Celts. Unlike, of course, St. Patrick himself.
Oh, and then St. Brendan, which is your patron of your parish. Now, he was in that same area, wasn't he?
He was in the Galway area, which is on the west coast of Ireland. But he went all over Ireland. And in fact, long before St. Patrick became the patron saint of Ireland, St. Brendan was known as one of the 12 apostles of Ireland, and was actually one of their patron saints.
I didn't know that. Interesting. Yeah. So yeah, tell us.
Go ahead. Got rid of all those snakes, and they made him their patron. So.
You know, where I live in South Carolina, there are a lot of snakes, and they're mostly poisonous. So I say a prayer to St. Patrick all the time, but maybe I should say it to St. Brendan as well. Please clear the path of any of your snakes. So tell us what's going on over at St. Brendan's in Hilliard. What's new and exciting over there?
Wow. There's always something new and exciting at St. Brendan's, which is just... It's just so wonderful to be pastor here and to minister among these people and to see their growth, but also the way in which they enthusiastically embrace so many things. So we have the traditional things for Lent. We have Stations of the Cross on Friday evenings. We're doing three fish fries this year every other week just to get the program up and running again after its hiatus due to COVID. And as well as that, we're having an extended parish mission. So instead of like a solid three-day mission, we're actually gathering on Saturday evenings after Mass to share a potluck and to watch the reconciliation series on Formed called Forgiven. And we've got a great turnout for that. More people are welcome. It's a potluck. Just if you can bring something, that's great. If you can't, trust me, there's always plenty to share. And so we have that going on, and then we're starting now to gear up to preparing for post-Easter and all the wonderful sacramental stuff, but also Father Ricardo, obviously, coming in June. And we have another priest coming who we work with, whose programming we're working with for PSR at the moment. So lots going on, incredibly lively community. People are really coming back to Mass now. We've been noticing that the numbers increasing, so we're just hugely blessed.
Oh my gosh, and I know they're blessed to have you there. Father Bob Penhalarik, he is the pastor at St. Brendan's in Hilliard, joining me this half hour for the Spring Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Again, the number to call is 614-459-4820. If you're near a computer, stgabrielradio.com. And as part of our way to show you our appreciation, Father Bob, we are going to help you earn a Tim Hortons gift card this half hour. And we just need, our goal is four, so we need to surpass the four gifts this half hour, and we are already well on our way because as you were chatting, the phone started to light up. And again, we've got volunteers here at the station that are ready to take your call, and it's always joyful when those phones are ringing. So I want to say thank you to Richard at Columbus, from Columbus, and he has given a one-time gift. And I want to say thank you to Michael in Columbus. He has also made a gift this morning, and he is giving in honor of Father Bob. So thank you, Michael, already. And so, Father, you were talking about how, you know, you're seeing the numbers increase. You know, people are coming back and these live events now, which are so important. This has been a hugely challenging time these past 2 years where you had the shutdowns of parishes and schools and isolation. And thank God for Catholic Radio that helped us, you know, to maintain a connection. But do you see rising up out of all those challenges, like any opportunities, any blessings that ended up coming after those 2 years?
I think that for the first blessing was that, in a sense, when COVID first hit, I really saw it as almost like a watershed moment in the life of the church here in the U.S., because we had kind of been doing things in a normal, traditional, happy, healthy way, and all of a sudden we were shaken to the core of our being because our access to the Eucharist suddenly changed or was completely taken away from us. And so I think we've actually, as a church, stepped forward more to start embracing the need to evangelize our people. So, yes, we have more people coming back, but there are still people missing from our pews. And that also reminds us that, you know, we need to use things like social media, the radio. I want to encourage everybody to make a sustaining donation, if possible, on air while I'm here today. And but also just, you know, Zoom calls and things like that. The way in which we connect with one another, obviously we want it to be in real real people and real connections and real fellowship. But when we can't have that, we now have tools that will enable us to stay connected to God and to each other. And I think that's a wonderful advance for us as a church, as we go out to evangelize others.
Yes, absolutely. And this is a great way to evangelize others. And, you know, because a lot of times Catholics, they just don't feel confident, like, oh, what if they ask me a hard question, you know, someone at work or whatever, or someone in the extended family, you know, what if they ask me something and I don't know the answer? But this is a great way to evangelize because we were just talking about this last half hour. You know, not everybody has these amazing gifts like Dr. Edward Sree, who we're going to hear in just a moment on the audio clip, or a Father Mike Schmitz. You know, these people are so gifted and have a very powerful way of expressing the faith. But we can support them with our prayers and our financial donations at 614-459-4820 and let the Holy Spirit work through those people. But again, we can't bring you those people without your support. Very vital. So let's go over and jump into that audio clip right now, Father. It's Dr. Edward Sree, his podcast, which you can hear during the 4 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, is called All Things Catholic. And this clip is The Real Presence is Real. So let's give a listen.
Is love. Loves us so much that even though we turned away from him, he seeks us out. He sent his prophets. He gave us the law. And he even became one of us. Isn't that amazing? That the God who is love seeks us out even though we turn our backs on him. We forget about him. We neglect him. We reject him. We sin against him and he seeks us out. He's crazy. That's what the saints say, that the God was mad in love, madly in love, crazy in love for us. Well, this Jesus didn't just seek us out and become one of us. He didn't just die on the cross for us. He wanted to remain with us. I mean, what an incredible gift that he gave us, his very presence to remain with us. We can encounter him in every liturgy, receive him in every communion, but he stays with us, even outside of the hours of the liturgy. He stays with us in the real presence of the Eucharist. And again, do I really have Eucharistic faith? Do I really believe that Jesus is present here? Because I'll say that's what moves me so much, is that how much he loves us and he wants to be so close to us. He's taken the time, the effort, if you will, to come to us so humbly, under the appearance of bread and wine, so that he can be united to us. But he's present in the tabernacles. He's waiting for us. It reminds me of the Emmaus Road story. Do you remember the story? Easter Sunday, the two disciples leaving Jerusalem, all sad, discouraged because Jesus died, and they don't know what happened. And then Jesus appears to them. They don't realize it's him at first. But what does Jesus do? The Bible says he opened up the scriptures, and he proceeded to walk from, you know, the law of Moses all the way through the prophets and show them that God's plan was all about the Messiah coming to die and rise again. So you have kind of like a liturgy of the word. He opens up the scriptures, a liturgy of the word. And then they want him to stay. And then he breaks the bread. And while they're sharing a meal together, in the breaking of the bread, they realize who he is. They finally see him for who he is. He's Jesus. So you have like a liturgy of the word where Jesus opens up the word, but there's a liturgy of the Eucharist where he breaks the bread. And what's happening is the disciples, their hearts are burning within them. They're burning within them and they're burning with love. They want this man to stay with them. That's what they say. Stay with us. You know, you don't have to keep walking. You know, we're going to stay in this town here. You can stay with us. They long to be with him. The deepest longings are on our heart are for Jesus, and we long to be with him. He longs to be with us. But do we live our Eucharistic faith in this way? Do you realize that Jesus loves you so much? He took the time to come to you in the tabernacle in your parish, that parish that's maybe 2 blocks away, 2 miles away. Maybe it's 20 minutes away, but Jesus is there. You know, one of the things I like to think about with this the most is just how that same Jesus that walked the streets of Palestine, that walked the streets of Galilee some 2,000 years ago, he was going around preaching. He was going around healing people, comforting them in their sufferings, helping them. That same Jesus, he's present to us. That Jesus that worked all those miracles 2,000 years ago, he's there in your parish. He's there and he wants to talk to you. He wants to heal you. I mean, that same Jesus that, you know, that healed that woman that had the hemorrhage for 18 years. Remember, she's hemorrhaging for 18 years. And the woman just reaches out to want to just touch the tassels on Jesus's garments, just desperately wanting to touch Jesus, but had such faith that she thought, if I could just draw near to him, if I could just touch him, that I could be healed. And bam, the power of Christ is unleashed and she's healed. Is there some burden in your life that you've been carrying for 18 months, maybe 18 years? Some fear, some wound from your upbringing, some addiction, some sin you just can't overcome, this weakness, this fault you have? Go to Jesus. Do you spend a lot of time with him in the Blessed Sacrament? Because when you're with the one who is love, his love will heal you.
And that was the voice of Dr. Edward Sree from All Things Catholic, a podcast you can hear in the 4 o'clock hour, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, Monday through Friday. Just some of the great programming. That's why we play these little audio clips during the Spirit Drive. It just reminds us, oh man, yeah, that was really deep. That really helped me today. That's what Catholic Radio is. It is providing the truth and beauty of the church that Jesus Christ himself founded on this earth. And we're bringing that message out to a world that needs it so desperately. But again, it's a cooperative effort. We cannot do that because we're not diocesan funded, you know, and we rely on listeners just like yourself. And maybe you've been listening for years, but you have never picked up that phone. But today I'm asking to prayerfully consider picking up that phone, dialing this number, 614-459-4820. If you're on a computer listening, streaming it, stgabrielradio.com. It's a great website. It's got archives on it, all kinds of things. But that's also how you can donate. And whether you want to give us a leadership gift, a sustaining membership, a one-time gift, a business membership gift, we welcome all of that support. It's so important to give right now during the Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Father Bob Panhalaruk from St. Brendan's in Hilliard. Father Bob, that clip of Dr. Edward Sree was so powerful on the real presence. Was there anything that particularly struck you?
I think what really struck me in particular from the clip was really the whole Emmaus story. The diocese, as part of its listening to for Real Presence, Real Future, has just conducted 6 key leader meetings. And we started with Lectio Divina and the reading of the Road to Emmaus was actually the reading that we prayed over and talked about. And it's so rich for us because it speaks to us of often our despair and our loss and our sense of asking God, where are we going? We thought we had an idea of what we were doing, and now we're not sure. But at the same time, it shows us that even when we're experiencing those feelings, the Lord comes alongside us, and he gently interjects. And if we will listen to him, he will start to explain and unfold everything that we need to hear so that we can hear his word and that fire can be reignited within us. Remember, they invited Jesus to go in and spend the night with them. It had already grown dark. It was dangerous on the roads. And they yearned to talk with him more as well. And even when they invited him in, to them he was still a stranger. He was becoming a friend, as it were, but they didn't yet know who Jesus was, because it wasn't until he broke the bread that he was revealed to them. And so often that's true for us. You know, we wonder, we look in all sorts of directions for answers to our questions and to our problems and to our deepest yearnings. And the answer is always Jesus, and the answer is always Jesus in the breaking of the bread, because it is in the heart of the Eucharist that we really are able to encounter him and discover again that fire that propels us back into ministry.
And I know, Father, having interviewed you for Answering the Call, the real presence in the Eucharist was a bridge for you to go from brand new Anglican priesthood over to the Catholic Church. You know, it's just a sentence or two, like what was that moment for you?
I think really I had had a yearning to become Catholic for several years. And so, you know, when I went to an Anglican theological college, I chose all the Catholic courses that I could, all the optional things, and I just had that burning desire for Jesus in the Eucharist, and I was just growing more and more unsure as to whether Jesus was truly present, really present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist in my Anglican ministry. And for me, it all really came to a head at my very first Mass. As an Anglican priest, I stood up, you know, and I elevated the host and said, "Behold the Lamb of God," and knew I didn't really believe that it was. Mm. And all my anguish and all my questioning and all my yearning and all my searching for the right answers in the wrong places suddenly all became clear. And within 6 weeks, I had already met with the then Bishop of East Anglia, the Catholic Bishop of East Anglia. And he had accepted me for seminary, and he asked me to, obviously we needed time to make the whole transfer happen and for me to leave where I was. And so on January the 1st, 1995, I left the Church of England. I was received on February the 1st at Our Lady English Martyrs in Cambridge, and I can honestly say I have never, ever doubted Jesus' presence in the Eucharist, either when I've attended Mass when I was a layman or after ordination as a priest when I held up the host.
That's amazing. And that is the power, you know, of the Eucharist, the power of the real presence. And we hear about that on Catholic radio, and we're sharing, Father Bob, sharing that story. It's one of my favorite episodes of Answering the Call, by the way. Your story is so powerful. And we are here for the Spring Spirit Drive. The phones have been ringing while you're talking, Father. So I want to thank Julie over at St. Pius X. That's my former parish. And she just increased her sustaining membership. So that's very exciting. Thank you, Julie. And she's all enthused about the fact that we are giving out these tickets for the Rescue Project with Father John Ricardo on June 18th and 19th. She sounds like she's going for sure. Again, you can win four of those tickets just by calling in during the Spring Spirit Drive, 614-459-4820. And I want to thank Henry and Kathleen over at St. Patrick's Day and wish them a happy St. Patrick's Day, and thank them for their gift for Catholic Radio as the Spring Spirit Drive. So the gifts keep coming in. We need one more caller at 614-459-4820 before this half hour winds down, and we can win Father Bob Penhelleruk, who's joining us this half hour, a gift card to Tim Hortons, rather. So we want to certainly do that to show you our appreciation. But, you know, Father, you have joined us in Spirit Drives time and time again. What is it about Catholic Radio that you see is so vital and so worth supporting?
I think that it's the ability of Catholic Radio to reach out in so many ways, not just to Catholics who are very faithful and coming to Mass regularly, active in their parishes and so on, but also to those who are kind of on the edge and who may just be listening in because they are searching and they are wondering. And you have so many great programs and so many great speakers and so many wonderful opportunities through the radio to be able to gently share sometimes difficult truths. You know, when you're the pastor of a parish, it's, you know, you can't be up in the pulpit all the time banging people over the head. And we shouldn't do that anyway. That shouldn't be how we approach bringing the good news to others, because it's good news, not bad news. But there is a time, I think, when people are listening to Catholic Radio, where perhaps just listening to something can prick their conscience. and start to inflame that desire for the Lord again and help to bring them back to the church. So St. Gabriel's Radio has an enormous role to play in Catholic evangelization in our diocese. So I'm hoping you're going to get more sustaining donations while I'm still on air. I would love to have the Tim Hortons gift card. I love the coffee. But more importantly, I'd love to see us continue to support an effort that is so vital to us sharing the good news in the Diocese of Columbus.
Well, we just had another gift come in. So you are going to get your gift card. I want to say thank you to Don over at St. John Newman's for his gift. And that has surpassed the goal for this half hour. So, Father Bob, you do get your Tim Hortons so you can enjoy your coffee and donuts. And so before we send you on your way, and thank you so much again for your beautiful ministry over there at St. Brendan's and all the good you're doing for so many Catholics on that side of town. Well, can you leave us with your blessing, please?
Yes, absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. May St. Michael, St. Raphael, St. Gabriel, and all the holy archangels watch over you. May Mary, the Mother of God, intercede for you, and may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Great prayer. Thank you so much again, Father Bob. Always a joy to be on the air with you.
And with you, too. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a blessed St. Patrick's Day. And coming up next, boy, do we love our priests. Well, we're going to be blessed by another one. Father Brian O'Connor from St. John Paul the 23rd will be joining us. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli. It is the Spring Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. One more time, the number 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. That's how you can share your generous donations with us today on day two of the Spirit Drive. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Aaron
Sarah
Richards
clubs throughout
from
the world.
EWTN's Jesus. Beyond
Before you
Damascus,
ascended into heaven, you prayed that we would all
mission.
Be one.
Catholic Radio continues to be a spiritual lifeline for the faithful, the curious, and the searching. Catholic Radio offers something for every stage of someone's faith journey, but we can't do it without you. Please consider a gift to this station at whatever level you're able, and join us in reaching souls, deepening faith, and converting hearts. God bless.
Thanks, Aaron. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
My Jesus, before you ascended into heaven, you prayed that we would all be one as you and your Father are one. But today, Lord, we seem more divided than ever. We are divided over political beliefs, gender, religion, ethnicity, color, and economic status. It is a division that cuts deeply, even through our closest relationships. You have warned us, Lord, that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Help me to remember that you are the cornerstone of this house, that your precepts, not ours, are the path to everlasting joy. Empower me with your grace to be an agent of healing and a proclaimer of truth and hope to this troubled world, one heart at a time. Armed with your sacred word, the sacraments, and the wisdom of the saints, you have given me everything I need to make a difference. You have created me for such a time as this, Lord, and I am ready to do your will. Amen.
Sarah clubs throughout the world pray for and support the priesthood and consecrated religious life. Please join in our prayer for vocations.
O God, who wills not the death of a sinner, but rather that he be converted and live, grant, we beseech you, through the intercession of Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, St. Joseph, her spouse, St. Junipero Serra, and all the saints, an increase of laborers for your church, fellow laborers with Christ to spend and consume themselves for souls, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
For information on the Sarah Clubs in the Diocese of Columbus, go to saracolumbus.org. That's S-E-R-R-A, columbus.org.
Do you have a minute for a gift? Each of us were made as a gift and to be a gift. We become a gift when we give ourselves to others. In baptism, we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit to draw us closer to God and to help us live virtuously. The Holy Spirit's gift of piety inclines us as children of God to have devotion and honor to God as our Father. It perfects the virtue of justice as we give what is due to God and